12:10.
Is that on record?
Yes.
My mic doesn't sound like it's working. Testing.
No. Tested with audio. There should be an office switch on there.
Ready? Okay. All right, it's approximately 2:35 PM on May the 9th, 2012. I am Anthony Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer on behalf of the Office of Public Accountability. We are in the OPA hearing room on the ninth floor of the DNA building in Danbury, Guam. This is a case of Allied Pacific Builders, Inc., OPA-PA-12-010, and we are here for a status hearing. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present at this hearing please identify yourselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Jocelyn Michelon, Staff Auditor.
Warren Tilahi, Quality Assurance Reviewer.
Thank you. Will the institutional reps for the appellant, Allied Pacific Builders, Inc., please identify themselves for the record?
Noel Tolentino, Senior Project Manager for Allied Pacific Builders.
Gennaro Danella, General Manager of Allied Pacific Builders.
Gabby Nario of Allied Pacific Builders, also as Project Manager.
Will the institutional representative for the Department of Education, which is a purchasing agency, please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her today?
Christina Pedersen. No other representatives will be attending today.
Thank you, Ms. Pedersen. Well, we're here for a status hearing, and my understanding is that at this point, there has been no party that has requested for a formal hearing. Is that correct?
At this time, we're not sure. This is our first time to do this thing. I just found that we can find it out in the internet what the procedures are. So I guess you guys asked for the hearing, so we just want to say our part.
Okay, but pursuant to the rules of, the OPA's rules of, for procurement appeals, there is a procedure for requesting a hearing. There's also a timeline for the requesting a hearing. Although you are for a pro se party, that's a fancy Latin word for representing yourself, as hearing officer, I cannot give you any legal advice whatsoever. I do highly recommend that you take a look at those procedures, and if it is a formal hearing that you want, there is a procedure for you to follow, okay, to do it. But at this time, no party has requested for a formal hearing. Is that correct, Ms. Pedersen?
That's correct.
Okay. In which case, I know that we have received the agency report, which was filed by DOE on April the 30th, 2012. There is also a timeline to submit a comment on which other parties, to include the appellant, can comment on the agency report. And there's also a timeline for the purchasing agency to submit a rebuttal to those comments. To my knowledge, at this time, I don't believe we have received any comments, and I don't believe there's been any rebuttal. Is that correct? OPA staff?
We didn't receive any comments.
Okay, so just the agency report?
Yes, the agency report.
Okay. So what that means is that if the timeline has expired, and I'll have to look at this after this hearing and issue an order. If the timeline has expired to file for or request a hearing, or if the timeline has expired to submit a comment on the agency report or a rebuttal thereto, I will then proceed with the OPA will basically decide this case based on the hearing submitted and issue a written decision shortly after that. Do the parties understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll issue, if those timelines have expired, I'll issue an order stating that shortly after the hearing. Okay? Yes. Okay, going back to the, now there's two ways to decide the case, of course, just so all the parties understand. If you request a formal hearing, okay, that is where we will hold and schedule a formal hearing wherein you will be able to basically subpoena witnesses, and you have at a formal hearing, if you request one, that's where you get to put on evidence and try to prove your case, okay, both sides of your case. You can call witnesses to the stand, you can examine them, that means ask them questions. The other side can also cross-examine them, ask them questions. So that's really a formal hearing. If you don't request a formal hearing, we will decide the case based on the pleadings filed in the record. When you say the procurement record, the notice of appeal, the agency report, those are things that have been filed already. Okay? So those are kind of your two options. Okay? Just to let you know, if, and I don't have my my statutes with me, but I believe the time period to request for a hearing would generally expire around the time the comments are due for the agency report. And I think that those comments, or the deadline to file those comments, expire tomorrow, which would be May the 10th. Okay? So you have that period of time to either file I believe, don't quote me on this, okay, but I think generally if you're going to request a hearing and that is the deadline, then you have till tomorrow. But I highly recommend you take a look at the regulations, okay? And of course, if you file comments, then the timeline... Yeah, the timeline for the purchasing agency to file their rebuttal would be approximately, I believe it's a week or so, maybe the 7th or 17th or so. But nevertheless, those are just some of the options the parties have. Before I take any action, if nobody files anything by the end of tomorrow, then I will issue my order stating that we won't be holding any more hearings in this matter, and the OPA will decide the matter based on the record. Okay? If somebody requests a hearing, then the next thing is we would schedule a pre-trial or a pre-hearing conference. Okay? Do the parties understand that? Okay. Are there any other matters that the parties believe I need to take up at this time?
Sorry, we're new on this, quite perplexed. When you say comments, is that the comments that GDOE submitted to you guys? Or?
Were you served with, before I do that, were you served with a copy of the agency report?
Are you saying that this one that was given?
Yes. Okay, generally comments would be a response.
Well, we do that. We have a response on our protest to them, but...
Generally in pleadings, when you file your appeal, your notice of appeal, within so many days after that, the purchasing agency generally has to file the procurement record, which I believe they've done so, which we have, is that correct? So if you wanted to review that, could. Then, so many days thereafter, they have to file their agency report, which they've done, okay? And generally, comments on the agency report are for interested parties or the appellant. Basically, that's your response to the agency report. But keep in mind that after you make that response, the purchasing agency has a right to make a rebuttal to any comments that you might make. But tomorrow is the deadline to file the comments on the agency report, okay, if you desire to. Okay, but like I said, if you do nothing, then probably around Friday, May the 11th, I'll issue an order stating that we're going to decide the case based on the pleadings filed thus far.
I understand.
Okay? And the record in the matter. All right? Are the parties clear on that?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Palantino.
Are you thinking, do you desire to have a hearing, or you're still not sure?
We've read the
agency report,
and we basically have something, comments about it.
So then your deadline to do that is tomorrow?
Correct.
And you would have to file that so that we would see it and they would see it?
I see.
Okay, and then they have an opportunity to rebut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we also need to know, by tomorrow we'll mm-hmm. know, you must formally request a hearing also.
I see.
Yeah, which is where, as you mentioned earlier,
yeah.
to bring witnesses and set up time. That's kind of like a trial.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah, but that's
if you decide, if you don't, you don't have to. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've decided cases both ways, with a hearing
mm-hmm.
and without. Okay. So it's really up to the appellant.
So when you request the hearing, it comes with all of the comments for
yes.
the report.
Well, there's a certain form that you would have to file.
Okay.
Okay. Requesting a hearing. All right. I know you're not represented by counsel, but nevertheless, the same rules apply to you. Yes.
You can still have your comments considered even if you don't have a formal hearing, though. They will consider any comments you submit tomorrow.
That's
regardless.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So it's completely up to you if you want to call witnesses, but they will consider your comments either way as long as they're submitted by tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that's where you have to weigh those decisions, one way or the other.
Okay, anything else?
And sometimes, let me just add, sometimes appellants will request a formal hearing, and then after seeing all the pleadings, and then when we come to decide the dates,
mm-hmm.
then they change their mind and say to cancel, but then they have to, then we have to ask them to formally submit that, right?
A waiver
mm-hmm. of their right to the hearing. They waive their right to the hearing.
So we submit those also at your office?
Yes. And then copies also go to DOE, because DOE has to know what you are thinking about.
Yeah, anything you file with the OPA, you also have to file with DOE. Okay. All right, are there any other issues?
Yes, on
sure.
April 27th, we filed a motion to dismiss, as well as a motion for expedited decision. And
on April the 27th?
Yes, and the time to submit a response to that was May 4th, and nothing has been received.
Okay, I'll set the motion hearing for that. Did you serve a copy of your motion?
Yes.
Okay. I will basically schedule a motion to dismiss for a hearing. It'll probably be around the, I'd have to take a look.
We'd be okay waiving the hearing and submitting it on the briefs as the opposition timeline has passed, and especially in light of the motion.
Okay, so Ms. Peterson, the hearing officer sets a deadline to file the opposition. The rules of civil procedure.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood that the GAR set under section 12149 time to respond to the, any motions as, and that was the rule that I was referencing when I said that the response was due by May 4th. I apologize for my misunderstanding of that.
What was the rule you said?
12104, section, part 9.
I'll take a look, but I don't recall setting a,
okay.
A motion, or I don't recall calendaring the opposition or reply dates for the motion and setting it for hearing.
I may have been mistaken this with another case, I apologize.
I'll look at that. And, okay, so we're looking at.
I'm here. Yes, they're going to be gone this whole week. Because I leave that day and doesn't leave as much time. So we either have to have it like before they leave, like this week, or any time this week, we need to have it, because otherwise she leaves.
The court is available for a hearing on the 25th of May.
Yes.
That's a Friday.
Okay. 9 a.m. Yeah. I have to verify. Yeah, I'll make it tentatively for 9 a.m. I still have to verify my availability. I will give the appellant until the 18th of May to file their opposition to the motion to dismiss. Ms. Peterson, I will give you until May the 23rd to file your reply to the opposition. And a written order setting forth and confirming those timelines will follow this here. Okay. Are there any other issues?
Department of Education would like to stress the need cited in the motion for expedited decision to expedite any procedures we could do in terms of scheduling any hearings that may take place outside of the motion to dismiss, as well emphasizing the need.
I'm well aware of the timelines that DOE is facing concerning the committing of these funds before their lapse in September, and DOP will do its utmost to schedule these matters, schedule it expeditious. So generally, just remind the parties, the appellate process for procurement appeal is inherently an expeditious process, okay? So we already have an expedited process, but I will keep in mind your timelines.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other issues? Okay. So, all right. So, there be no other issues.
Any questions?
Okay. This hearing is adjourned, and we are off the record at 2:54 p.m. Thank you.